Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at Target.com/circle card.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
Your mama's all right. Your daddy's all right. You're just in a little way. Surrender, surrender.
All right.
Hey, how exciting was that top secret thing I sent you that the world's soon going to know about?
What top secret thing that you sent me that the world's soon going
to
know
about? The top secret thing that we talked about that the world is going to know about.
It's pretty amazing, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I listened to the last podcast and I was really loud and I want to apologize to everybody because I was screaming.
You got too high.
I'm always high, though.
Hold on. Time out.
I'm always high, Mr. Red Bull drinker. I'm always high. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so, Red Bull's caffeine. You know, I'm not.
You're not chasing a buzz.
I'm not pulling a fucking bong hit. I'm not judging you for pulling a bong hit.
Anyway, that's not my point. My point is, sorry. That's not my point. My point is, I was very loud, and I want to apologize for that. So I'm going to try and get like you, because your voice is very soothing, Zach.
Well, I am a soothing guy, yeah.
Your voice is so soothing.
I'm not like Josh Radin when he comes on, though.
He's a whisperer.
Oh, my God.
He's a whisperer.
Or when he does his Insta Live, he's like...
Do you want to hear my impersonation of Josh Radin?
I want to go first, then you...
All right, you go first.
He's like on Instagram, and he's like, "Hey, guys, I'm just new to Paris." Just walking around Paris. It's so beautiful. Come to the show tonight if you can. I think you'll have a good time. Right?
He's like this. Sounds this is right. My impersonation. I'm in Stockholm tonight.
No.
You guys should come through.
No.
It'll be a really good show.
No, you're not
I'm
like
voice.
You're
all
not
types of hits.
You have to earfuck the audience. He's earfucking them. Yours is like a secret. It's more of like you're trying to flirt with a million people.
Why do you all of a sudden sound like a soft spoken MacGruber?
I'm just gentle.
It's
I'm
like all of a sudden gentle. You turned into like a soft spoken MacGruber.
Why is he even what's the MacGruber part? I don't get that.
Well, it's because the accent that Will does when he plays MacGruber. Hey guys, it's just
he just gets very like the show's gonna be great. I don't know about that. I just know that the show is going to be great, and it's going to be acoustic, and there'll be lights, and
then you go to the show, and then you have a great time, man.
Yeah, we're just giving our, we're taking the piss out of our friend. Go see Josh Radin. He's touring all around Europe right now.
He's probably in Stockholm at some point.
I know he's just posted that he's in Paris currently, but he's just go on his Instagram. He's so good live, and it's so fun. And we like to take the piss out of his radio/Instagram whisper voice, but he is a talented fellow. Is our guest here? We have a guest for you guys.
They're not here, but I just texted them to say,
I don't
hey,
think that our guest uses the they, them pronouns, DJ Tannel.
I was more trying to be
discreet. Okay.
Discreet and keep it a secret so that the fans don't know either or.
So is they them here? Does they them need a text from
all
you?
All right. I texted.
Okay. anyway, we have a surprise guest from you. It's been a moment since we've had this guest. We also have another surprise, great guest for the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for the surprise.
We have such a show. The episode, what did you think of the episode, Don?
I laughed very hard at this episode. I laughed a lot at this episode.
Good.
Did you laugh a lot?
Yes, I did. It was a funny one. Season six is redeeming itself a little bit.
Yeah, this episode for sure.
I'm in Manhattan. Can you tell?
Yes, I can tell. I can tell by all the city lights and the tall buildings and the...
No, those aren't in my background, Donald.
I know. I was trying not to tell everybody where exactly you were in Manhattan, but he's in his loft, everyone. He's in his loft.
I'm in New York City, which is so fun. I'm seeing The Music Man tonight, which I'm very excited about because The Music Man, interestingly enough, was my very, very first audition. There's a character of Winthrop in Music Man. And he sings the song, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. That's the town that knew me when. Something like that. Anyway, for the community theater, my very first audition at like 8 years old, my dad brought me and I stood on a stage. I'd never heard the song before. I had played it on the record like 100 times, literally on a record player, to try and learn the song. And I got up there and I was so nervous. And I sang the song, and I didn't get the part. And my father, to his credit, would always get the lead. He was such a talented actor. He would always get the lead in the play. But when he found out that they said Zach's not going to get the part of Winthrop, the child lead, but he can be in the chorus as one of the many children, because it's about children learning music. My dad said, "I won't take the lead. I'll be in the chorus with my son."
Wow.
And so my dad and I bonded as we were in the chorus together of this show. So I have a very, very special place in my heart for the show. Yeah. It stars Sutton Foster, who's one of the most talented people on the stage, and Hugh Jackman, who Donald knows as Wolverine.
Not only as Wolverine, but the greatest showman. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Hugh Jackman, Cox hates Hugh Jackman.
Yes,
and in real life, because he's jealous. But in real life, man, Hugh Jackman is probably one of the most talented individuals on the planet. I mean, he can do everything from action adventure to romantic comedies to freaking dancing on Broadway and singing on Broadway.
And he's very beloved. I don't know that he has many haters. Like other than Cox, you don't hear people like ever say like, nobody's. It doesn't feel like people are really on the fence about Hugh Jackman. He's just very well liked.
Yeah, except for like Deadpool. Like Deadpool doesn't like Hugh Jackman. He doesn't like but that's a character thing. It's the same thing as Cox in the same way. I imagine John C. McGinley enjoys watching Hugh Jackman and his work. We should ask him.
If
he ever comes on the show again.
I saw a teaser for a movie that looked so uninteresting to me, but I think you were going to be excited. I went to the movie theater last night.
What'd you see?
And I saw a trailer for the new...
Ragnarok. I mean, new Thor.
Doctor Strange. Is that
what
it
looks amazing. That too looks amazing.
Mm. I saw it and I thought Donald is going to love this.
Marvel has two movies that I am really excited to see.
Well, you know, my buddy Sam Raimi, who I was directed by in Oz the Great and Powerful.
He
directed Strange, and I must say
he also directed all
incredible.
Of the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans, man. And it's great to have him back in the Marvel universe.
Sam had this, I don't know what happened. You know, I guess Oz didn't really work, and Hollywood is so rough. You can have 20 hits, and then
you have one giant movie that doesn't work and you go for a little timeout or something. I'm just guessing because I don't know why, or maybe Sam just was exhausted by the system and wanted to take a break. But I'm so happy for him that he's back. The movie looks incredible. I mean, again, it's not my cup of tea, but it looks incredible.
Dude, and you would like the Doctor Strange universe. You would like that storyline.
No interest.
I know you say
I
that
do
now.
Like, you know, I like that actress. It's incredible.
Elizabeth Olsen?
Elizabeth
Olsen.
Well, it takes place right after WandaVision. Mm-hmm. I know you watched WandaVision.
I know. I think there's in the trailer indicates there's a little bit of a WandaVision tie-in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for that. You know what I'm really excited for, though? Thor.
These nuts? What?
Well, as long as they're salty, baby. As long as they're salty. No, the new Thor movie looked
amazing. Yeah, and isn't Natalie a badass in this one?
Natalie's the almighty Thor,
I just
Thor,
saw a paparazzi
man.
Pic or something where she was ripped.
She's always been ripped her whole career except for when she was pregnant and having a baby. But
she's been training to be a Marvel star is my point.
Dude, she was ripped in Star Wars. She was ripped. I mean, like, she's always had, like, a physique of an action hero.
Daniel, do you agree that Natalie's arms look slightly bigger than they've been in other films?
Well, she's Thor. She's supposed to have bigger arms.
That's the fucking point I'm trying to make.
That's the point he's trying to make. I think she has always been
stop dick riding,
fit.
Daniel.
Daniel, is they them
Sorry, Don.
Here yet?
No. And
do you want to call?
They are not responding. I will give a phone call.
Why don't you go offline? Okay, we can say whatever we want. He's going to go offline, Donald. We can say.
I love.
We can do whatever we want.
Okay, so there's that. All right. Now, here's what I'm really excited for, and I don't know when it's. I know when it's dropping, and I know a lot of stories about it because I have people on the inside. But that Obi-Wan Kenobi, man.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That does look amazing.
It looks great. And I'm excited for it.
It looks like money was spent.
Well, that's always important.
Yeah. Now, your buddy, are you a fan of Hayden Christensen? He's, rumored to be back on the show.
I do like Hayden.
And I don't think, what are the rumors if Darth Maul is going to show up?
I hope Darth Maul shows up. There's rumors that Ahsoka could show up. There's so many rumors. There's so many rumors. None of them, I have zero.
When does it premiere? I mean, it's coming up, right?
Like the 28th or some shit like
that.
Oh,
you gotta wait a month. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I'm excited.
I wish you were coming to the theater with me tonight.
I wish I was coming with you to the theater.
You're always so fun, and then we go out after and have some drinks.
Yeah, well, you know what? Last time I had an early call, and I still hung out.
Oh, you didn't join us for after theater drinks?
You Preston, and Flo went to some, like, freaking party somewhere with the cast of the Moulin Rouge or something. I don't know where you went, but you guys went somewhere.
Because you had an early call?
And I had to get back to Jersey because I had an early call, all pre-COVID, right before COVID.
I got to go back to Miami tomorrow to work more on my... Vince Vaughn show. I'm doing a scene finally with Vince on Thursday, and I'm really excited about it because I think he's incredible.
Do you remember your introduction to Vince Vaughn? Not as a human being, like face to face, but like, do you remember your
Swingers.
Introduction? Yeah. Do you remember quoting that movie and quoting?
Well, Swingers was our life because it was not only the funny, it was such an insider Hollywood movie, and it was so about our lives. It was like young actors moved
coming
out to LA.
From New York coming to LA.
Yeah,
too.
Moved out to LA and like trying to make it in LA and like the whole adjustment to being an LA person and trying to struggle to become a unknown actor. I mean, it was such a people love the movie who had nothing to do with Hollywood, but for us it was so specifically our lives, right? It
completely. I mean, other than like I didn't go to the Dresden, I didn't go to
Yeah, I didn't go to but we went to other places like that, you know.
Yeah. But I didn't go to that stuff. But like completely. Everybody taking their own car to the club. You know what I mean?
That was funny. And then everyone put the club on their
the
car.
Club on their, right, putting the actual club on their car. Yeah. And then having that one friend that's out of their mind crazy and would pull a gun on somebody. Like, it was like, it hit all of the
playing poker.
Yeah, playing poker. All of the stereotypes that happened when you first moved to Los Angeles.
And even like there's insider jokes about like when the girl gives him his number, it's Heather Graham actually. And, and it's like, and they go, ooh, what'd you get? It's like, 818.
They're like 818. They go 818. They go 818. They go 818. He goes, no, 213. They go, oh, no, he goes, they go 818.
310.
You go 818, 213. He goes, 310. They go,
oh. Yo, what's happening,
man?
John?
He doesn't do that. He doesn't do it like that anymore, man. He makes Star Wars movies, man. I think him and Vince need to make a show or a movie.
I really told
again.
Him. I saw Vince down there. I got up super early to go to set, and he wasn't working that day, but he was up super early. There's a where we're staying, there's a shared like coffee spot. And I saw him and we sat down for a second and just chatted, and I was like, I just gotta get this out of the way, Vince. The outtakes from the movie Made are one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And he just started laughing. And I said, the movies are great, dude, but I think one of the hardest I've ever laughed is watching Jon Favreau try not to laugh while you're riffing jokes on Per Diem. And he's like, yeah, he goes, I always thought Per Diem was such a funny thing when I became an actor. Like, so he goes, I just turned it into that guy. But he goes, I always just thought it was so weird. You get to a location, they hand you a stack of money, and you're like, so this is for
is
me.
Mine.
But you're paying me. You're paying me, but this stack of money is for me. This is my Per Diem.
so this is mine, right?
All right, Donald. I think Daniel has figured out our guest, but first, count us in, baby girl.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made, about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's our stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
All right, Daniel, bring in the guest.
I'll bring in the guest.
I'm excited about this. I don't know if it's going to work. There's some confusion. There's often confusion, especially when Joelle's not around. You know, Joelle
leaves.
Well,
let's just keep it honest. Joelle is the queen of this and makes it run so special.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Direct from his car, Johnny C. McGinley. Thunderous applause, please, Daniel.
Hi, Zachy.
What up, buddy?
Hi, Dave.
What's up, brother? We you know, I guess there was a bit of miscommunication, which happens because Donald and I are both working and flying all around, and I understand that you got misinformation, but that we wanted to have you on the show either way, even if you're just in a car. We just want to talk to you because we miss you and we love you, and we want to talk about how ripped you looked at Easter.
Oh, my God, dude. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you on that Nugenics? Like, what's going on, bro?
I was so happy to see you guys at Easter. I was buzzing off that. I can't even tell you.
But Johnny, you look like a professional weightlifter, and I want you to be honest with the audience. They won't tell anyone. What steroids are you using? What do you recommend? You're fucking ripped, dude.
Dude, you're looking great, man. Amazing.
I was filled with so much love seeing you guys. You think I'm bullshitting, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. My cup was full seeing my Zachy and my deep fizzle. You have no idea. Man,
did you see how excited Donald was to be around his hero, Harrison Ford?
Yeah, why? I mean, it made sense to me.
Yeah.
You know who was missing? Judy was missing and Sarah was missing. That was truly, you know, it would be nice to see Judy and her daughter and her husband and Sarah and her kids. It would be great to see them.
I don't know
also.
That Sarah comes down here that much anymore to the United States because she shoots her show in Van Groovy and she lives in Van Groovy.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, you won't watch it. It's not about anyone shooting lasers out of their ass.
I'd watch Firefly Lane. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, Casey makes you watch Firefly Lane?
Yes.
You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar. There's no way you're watching Firefly Lane. Johnny, how are you? What's going on in your life? We were talking about how Daniel's helping you build a secret golf thing.
Yeah, Daniel came out to to my home, and I've spent the last couple of weeks building a foundation for a 10 by 16 shack that I'm putting up that has enough clearance in it with no rafters or anything like that for me to take a full swing with a driver and have enough clearance overhead for this to be a full-on golf shack. And I've been thinking about it for a long time, and then I pulled the trigger on it. And so I'm shoulder deep in this. The build is on the 17th and the 18th of May, and I'm just out of my tits excited.
Wait, hold on. The build is on the 17th, but you prepped before the build, man. It's not like they're coming in and they're going to have nothing to, I mean, they're going to have to do all of it. You literally have dug a fucking, what is it? Is it going to have a sink in it or something like that? Like, you've dug all the way from...
Why does a golf shack need a sink?
Well, no, he's dug, it's like he's dug a trench. First he had to dig a trench, then he dug a hole, then he freaking has filled the hole.
You're doing all this yourself, Johnny?
Yes, man.
Yeah, get off on it. It's like, it's my thing.
That's cool. I wish I knew how to do that shit.
I can't do the finished crafts, but I can do the Irish donkey stuff. Like, I can dig a trench. I can build a foundation. I just can't do the craftsman finish work.
Well, I'm very excited for you. Will Donald be invited? Because Donald really likes golf, and his dream.
I gotta get my swing back.
His dream, Johnny.
You ever see Bag of Vance? You done lost your swing. I lost my swing.
Well, Donald vacillates between obsession with tennis and obsession with golf, and he's currently back on tennis.
Yeah, but golf not so much.
But I think once Johnny has his golf shack,
I'll be there every day.
Yeah.
When I told Donald, he just made it very clear he wants nothing to do with building it. He made that abundantly clear.
Yeah.
Well, that was the I get the trick. The trick is I'm building a golf shack. Oh shit! I'd love to come check out what you built. You come down, and then all of a sudden you're fucking knee deep in soil and fucking wood and chopping and shit.
I can't picture Donald doing that.
Okay.
Hey, Zachy, how'd you make out in Miami?
I'm in New York right now. I've been shooting down in Miami. I shot with Rob Delaney, who's really talented and funny comedian and actor. And I did a scene with, and I'm working with Meredith Hagner, who's just an incredible, funny comedian. And I start with Vince on Thursday.
Wow.
And so how do you, as an unbelievably accomplished actor and film director, how do you approach these things? Does it not matter whether it's a TV show or a film or a play? Do you have an approach? Like I approach the text the same way, no matter what. As a director, do you have an approach that's metered and works for you?
Well, it's a great question, Johnny. I try and let every director know right away, because I do both, that don't worry, I'm not going to try and suggest shots. Because I think it would be in the back of my mind if I was working with an actor, director, that they would be like, oh, I hope they're not going to like come on my set and be like, why did you put the camera there? So I
do that shit all the time.
I don't. You know, I just kind of get the vibe. It's always weird when you're coming onto a set that's been going and everyone knows each other. But I just try and just stick to my, I try and get to know the actors. The good news is that I went out to dinner with both Meredith and Rob, who I had my first scene with, and we had a good laugh. And you know, it's great just getting to know them. Vince, who I work with tomorrow, Thursday, I was really nervous because I'm such a fan. And I was just telling these guys before he got on, I ran into him at coffee, and we just sat down and had a great chat, and he was super cool. And so I'm excited. You know, that's where I get nervous. I get nervous about just walking onto a set cold and not knowing the actors, like so many we should reference on Scrubs. Wonderful, what they call day players. That means you're coming on for a day or two to do some relatively small parts. These people have to come in. It's a well-oiled machine, and just keep up. And we were so lucky to have so many people do that. In this particular episode, of course, we have Michael Weston.
Did Michael Weston get this gig through you, Zachy? Because I know you guys were pals of some...
Yes. I mean, I imagine Michael Weston would have gotten this gig on his own because he's a wonderful actor. But I'm sure that because we started out as roommates when we got to L.A.,
But you guys did a movie first together, didn't you, before you were roommates?
That's true. We met on a movie, my very first lead role in a movie called Getting to Know You with Heather Matarazzo. And it was a million-dollar indie we did down in Asbury Park. And that was a great experience, one of the best experiences of my life, because it was like my first part on a movie on location. And it was I was so excited. And Michael and I really bonded. And then we went to Sundance with that movie, and I think it got sold. And then we decided to become roommates in L.A. And so we were we lived together. And then when I got Garden State up and running, I asked him to do a funny cameo as a cop who pulled me over, who pulls me over. And so he did a funny cameo in that. And then when Scrubs was happening, I said, "Oh, we gotta find something for you to do on this." I'm sure I was the catalyst. Although of course he could have gotten it himself because he's so darn good.
Right on. I didn't know that history. I knew there was a history, but I didn't know it.
You guys have done like 4 or 5 movies together, you and Mikey.
Yeah, and Michael, if you remember Wish I Was Here, my film, those of you who've seen it, he was the obnoxious guy who was harassing Kate Hudson's character at work.
You're going to see a play with someone that you did a movie with Mikey Weston with. Am
Who's
I right?
in the play?
You said Sutton Foster's in the play. Did you Sutton Foster No, you guys did a play together. You didn't do the movie together. Who did you do the movie with? The real world actress. I mean, she was.
Oh, Jacinda Barrett, who's incredible. Jacinda. It's an insult to call her a real world actress, although true.
Yes,
it is true. She was on a season of Real World, and I remember having the biggest crush on her because she was so pretty. And then she's one of the rare. I don't know if anybody else from the real world has.
There are a couple of people that have branched off into the.
Right, anyway, she became a really great actress. She was my girlfriend in Last Kiss, and she's
fiance or something like that, right?
I don't know if we were pregnant. Fiance.
But Mikey Weston's in that.
Mikey Weston plays one of my best friends in that. She's married to Gabriel Macht, who's a really good actor. Just a little bit of trivia. All right, let's get into the episode. Johnny, will remind you. Sasha, my character is just, this is called my therapeutic month, everybody. So just to remind you, the convention of this is it all takes place over a month. The storyline with you, Johnny, is that Donald has broken his hand because he and I were getting into some mischief with a ceiling fan. Donald was trying to show off how he could put his hand in and out of the ceiling fan without getting it touched. And then I said, faster, or something.
Yeah. All I remember is this. I remember actually shooting this. I remember the Obie Brown talk. I remember the ceiling fan, and I remember being like, I remember that day being like, is that thing gonna hold me? Who directed this episode? I want to feel like it's
Ken Whittingham directed
it. No, Whittingham directed it. That's right. Yeah. Sorry to yell. I'm working on it. Anyway. And I remember spinning around on that thing and being like, all right, y'all can speed it up a little bit. All right, you can go a little faster. And at one point, my legs literally are in the air.
It's so funny. And I go, he was like a beautiful brown blur.
Yeah. So there are a lot of things that happen in the cold open that are like pretty iconic for Scrubs.
Yes.
There's the deck.
Yes.
Sasha.
Yes.
Lloyd.
Yes.
We learned that Lloyd was on crack.
Well, Lloyd, we learned, had a crack problem, and we also learned that Lloyd loves speed metal.
Right, which comes back in a very funny way later on in the show, where he's driving, you guys are on your way to work. This shit had me rolling. First of all, we learned that he loves speed metal. Then we learned that JD can't hear himself think when speed metal's on, so he turns it down when in the car with Lloyd.
I'm literally doing one of the voiceovers, and in the voiceover, you hear the speed metal.
And he's and yelling
so,
over it.
And I'm yelling over the speed metal. Yelling it. So I reach over to turn down Lloyd's speed metal so that I can hear myself think in the voiceover.
And then he does the voiceover and then turns the speed metal back up. And then Lloyd, this also had me laughing. Lloyd tells JD, take the wheel, JD takes the wheel so Lloyd could drum solo.
Yeah.
Then he pushes JD's hand away so he can take the wheel again.
Yeah.
And rock out to his speed metal. Very funny.
Mike Schwartz is so fucking funny. Johnny, how funny was Mike Schwartz?
Money. He was dope. And he played a couple of different characters, didn't he?
No, he was always Lloyd.
Just Lloyd.
But when he's the delivery guy, is he somebody else?
That's always Lloyd.
That's Lloyd.
We learned that Colonel Doctor is Lloyd's dad.
Yes, Johnny, you might not have known this, but in the last episode, there's a brief moment that reveals that while JD is duct taped to the ceiling in the cafeteria, he discovers that Lloyd's father is Colonel Doctor.
Those writers were on fire.
Dude, this one has some really trippy shit.
It all tracks, though. Gloria Gloria and fucking.
You're going totally out of order, first of all.
I'm talking
Gloria
about
and Leonard.
Thank you. Gloria and Leonard, the hooked-handed security guard, are having a baby.
Played by Randall. Now, Gloria seems to me a little bit beyond years.
She's like in her 60s, dude. She's like in her 60s.
Or 70s. I don't know you can get pregnant that late. I mean, I'm sure there's examples.
I'm sure anything is possible with what we've. I don't know.
How old do you think Gloria is, legit?
I don't know, but not young enough to be pregnant.
Would you say it's safe? Is it fair to say that Gloria is a senior citizen?
Close to it, yes.
Maybe Leonard had the magic seed.
Leonard clearly had magic seed because it worked on her. So she's pregnant with Leonard's baby.
And she's going to have it so hard, she says.
And she says, I'm going to have your baby so hard. Now, we also learned that Laverne, this is so trippy. Why is Laverne flying?
Yeah, that was weird that you were having JD's having double fantasies in this episode. Do you remember that movie American Werewolf in London, where he has a double dream where he wakes up in one dream and he thinks it's a nightmare and then the nightmare is still going and it's a double dream? JD's having doubled fantasies in this episode.
Well, all I know is we do one of those beauty shots, Johnny, where you see, oh, the beautiful girl, and she's Michael Weston's character's private dancer's physical therapist, right? His therapist.
Yes.
And she appears to have wings behind her. You know, it's like, oh, like she's an angel, right? Then the moment's over, and when she walks out of frame, Laverne is standing there with
a stripper.
She was a burlesque dancer, I believe.
Sorry, my bad.
We reveal that the wings were from a burlesque dancer that she left them behind, and she had syphilis.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Now you think you're out of the fantasy, right? But then Laverne starts flapping the wings and flies away.
Yes.
Which is later brought back, sorry to skip ahead, when JD looks out the window
and sees
that Laverne is still flying, but now outside. And JD says to Laverne, Kelso just had his car washed. And she goes, I'm on my way, meaning that she's going to shit on Kelso's car.
Now, just because she's holding these wings doesn't mean it's going to be bird shit, though. That's the thing.
Oh, my God. This is the best episode I've ever heard in my life.
I couldn't believe
it. This was a funny episode. This was a very funny episode. A lot of crazy things happened.
What season is this?
This is season six. It's been a little hit or miss because Donald and I have so far decided that season five in this exercise that we're doing is the funniest.
We should probably talk about Elliot, Keith, and
Elliot
Carla's
and
situation.
What, Daniel?
We're
gonna take a break. Daniel's here. We don't have Joelle to our
finesse.
Parent.
Yeah, Joelle knows how to usually finesse situations.
Yeah, Joelle will put something in the chat. We got Daniel over there looking like he's having a seizure.
The guys.
We're going to take a break,
And when we come back, we're going to talk about how Elliot and Keith appear to have sex in a way that's very odd. They mutually masturbate in separate boxes. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
And we're back!
And we're back. Now, I never knew this, but Elliot has invited Keith to move in with her.
Yes.
And so there's moving boxes all over the place.
Yes.
And Johnny, I don't know if you remember this, but she gets in one box, and it's not spoken, but we assume is masturbating. And he gets in another box, and we assume the same. And that's how they have what's called box sex.
And she asks him after they both climax, "Were you thinking about me?" And he goes, "I always think about you in the box."
Elliot is the most twisted.
Oh my God, she's my cup of tea. Other than the Republican shit, she's my cup of tea, man.
Right, you'd like Dude, that. But oh I don't think God. You'd like box sex. You and Casey wouldn't have box sex.
No, I don't like, well, you know what? She's still so fucking kinky, though, man. It's
yeah,
like,
she's kinky.
Yeah, the things she, that they do is like, wow, man, that's yeah. kind of, that sounds fun.
But she's furious.
Can we talk about how good to go Sarah Chalk was and how agile she is to pivot on a dime in anything Billy put on her plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she's phenomenally underrated in my brain. Same with Judy, of course.
Imagine getting the script and Sarah's like reading it and she's like, all right, in this scene, you're going to have what's called box sex. It's something we meet up in the writer's room and you and your partner are going to be in separate boxes masturbating.
Like how? Right. I would be, what now?
That's what I mean. That Sarah's skill Sarah's skills are so incredible that that's no big deal. That's a shrug. She can pivot right into that. And that's really hard. Really.
Yeah. Now, she's livid that Keith doesn't use coasters. She's livid that Keith won't use coasters.
But also, not only do they have box sex and all of this stuff, they don't sleep in the same bedroom because she doesn't want to feel like, you know, they shouldn't do that before marriage is what she says. And then Laverne says something like, you guys could live in two different states in two different times.
If
you're doing the nasty, you going to burn.
This coasters thing, how do you, we have only men on the show today. Daniel, your thoughts on coasters? I mean, I don't think that, I feel like a lot of things have to go wrong for a cup to really leave a stain on a piece of wood.
You'd be surprised, dude. All it needs is a little condensation and that's a wrap.
There's definitely a, there's like a moment where my opinion on it changed post Larry David in that episode of Respecting Wood when Julia Louis-Dreyfus leaves a cup on a counter. And before, I wouldn't think about it at all. But now that I own my own furniture, I'm like,
yeah, man,
you better put a coaster down under that cup. It's if it's cold enough, it's about to sweat onto my table. I'm not trying to get no rings on that thing.
I know, dude, but what if you coasters?
You spend a lot of money on wood too, man. Like, let's think about it. Let's just talk about since COVID and how much wood is costing now. You know what I mean? Like wood, especially once you start getting into different levels of wood. Let's talk about your loft and all the beautiful wood that you have in your loft. You know what I mean? That shit is expensive. And if somebody fucking disrespect, I agree with that 100%. If I spent hundreds of dollars on a table, on a coffee table, and you come over and disrespect what I have in my house by putting your cup on that shit, we got a little bit of beef, dude. Like 100, man. Like,
but
real,
I don't
man,
feel that you're gonna go and get a coaster. I feel like, is Casey gonna go get a coaster?
No, man. If anything, we're gonna be like, I'm gonna pick it up and I might not get a coaster, but I'll be like, we got coasters on the table. Matter of fact, Casey, when I first started dating Casey, right, and we moved in together, she was like, she had a table, and it was a very beautiful table, and it had glass on the top of it, but underneath it was like very nice carved wood. It was a coffee table, and to make sure that I use coasters, she bought me Star Wars coasters.
Wow.
And was like, here, you can use this so that when...
But you don't need a coaster on glass, do you?
No, dude, you don't, but that's...
Johnny, you seem like you're a coaster serious kind of guy.
I am, but I would like to offer a solution. I just put books everywhere on expensive wood, and you can put your thing down on a book all you want. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, a book is expensive wood, too. Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, listen.
Oh, my God. When did Mr. Environment get here?
I know. Well, there's a moment where Turk is in bed and Carla wakes up.
Chicken wing.
And he's making noises. And the implication is that he's masturbating.
What's wrong with masturbating with your lady next to you?
Do you
is
do
there
that?
Something? No, I don't. But what's wrong with that? Like, I don't understand what the issue is with that.
I don't. I think people. I don't know. I it's to each their own. But I'm guessing the woman might be like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Well, look, here's the thing. This is what this is the
argument. Wait. You didn't let me finish reminding people what happened. You think he's beating off, and then we pull back to reveal that he's under the covers eating chicken wings. But he's making noises like, I just feel like, okay, if your wife, I mean, I don't know. This is totally, I'm sure you'd get a zillion answers if we were able to poll our audience one day. One day in the future, we'll be able to poll our audience. Well, we're not doing that. When we do the live show, we can poll our audience.
We can poll them.
Poll them.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, I don't know how women or men, or I guess it's either sex or either
if
sexuality.
If you ain't giving it up and the other person says, I want it, and you're like, nah, I'm going to bed, you can't be upset if that person masturbates next to you, is my point.
See, that's a, I bet that's a big debate amongst couples. Also, what happens if they did give it up? And but you're still horny like you are, like Donald's someone who can go like 9 times that day. Is she going to be offended? Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Johnny.
Yeah.
It's true.
I know your prowess. Your prowess is Hall of Fame.
It's not gone down at all. It's not gone down at all, Johnny, since puberty.
Listen, I am starting to think maybe it's more of a issue than it is a fun little fact about Donald. You know what I mean? Like,
you're debating whether or not it's an asset or a liability?
Yes.
Well, we know it's a bit of a liability because it's a source of arguments with his wife, who sometimes is like, "You've got to be fucking kidding me! We've had sex, leave me alone."
Yeah, like I remember the other day, my wife and I had sex, and like about 20 minutes later, I was like, "Don't you feel like you want to just do it again?" And she was like, "No, I don't."
Casey, come down. I'm just kidding. All right, let's keep going. You sing My Name is Luca.
I live on the second floor.
I live upstairs from you.
I think I have seen you before.
Yeah.
If you hear something late at night,
go ahead.
Some kind of troublesome kind of fight. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I used to love that song. My name is Luca.
It's a very sad song, actually. It's about child abuse, but it is pretty.
Who invented that song?
Daniel. Who sang
That's
that?
That's a good look up.
Come on, Joelle would have been on this, Daniel.
Oh. What is the song called?
Luca.
My Name is Luca.
By whom?
We're trying to find out by
who, that's right. Yeah, okay, that's right.
Come on, Daniel.
Daniel knows by who.
I'm usually doing the other part. Suzanne Vega.
Oh, yeah, yes, Suzanne Vega. Anyway, so, Johnny, your storyline in this is that Donald broke his hand with the fan accident, and Kelso says, well, if you're not going to be, since you can't do surgery because you have a cast on your arm, I'm going to put you down with Cox and I'm going to make you a resident and maybe you can, you're not just going to be a scalpel jockey. You're going to actually have to learn some of the medicine like the doctors do when they're on rounds with Cox. And he comes down there and he puts on a pair of glasses because he thinks that it's, that doctor, the medical doctors are nerdy. And so he tries to fuck with everyone by wearing a pair of Clark Kent looking glasses. And you instantly start quizzing him as you do the residents on medical questions. And he knows nothing. The reason he begins to sing My Name is Luca is that you ask for, I forget what it is, but you say, what are some common ways to treat lupus? And then he finds his way into singing My Name is Luca.
Do you remember the movie Luca?
No.
I remember the movie Lucas.
No.
Okay. Oh, I loved Lucas. Good movie, Johnny.
Who was in Charlie Lucas? Sheen. No. Luca. Was Charlie Sheen? Yeah, Charlie Sheen is.
Charlie Sheen was in Lucas.
Yeah, and that right, but they call him Luca, short for Luca Plakia. In that movie, Corey Haim, if I'm correct, right? Charlie Sheen.
I'm pulling it up right now because Daniel's not going to do it right. It was really good.
Yeah, Corey Haim plays Lucas.
Oh, and Kerry Green. I had such a crush on her.
Goonies, baby.
I mean, Kerry. This is '86. This is when I had reached the age where it was like, oh, these are new feelings.
Yeah,
and Kerry Green. Winona Ryder's in it?
Yeah, Winona Ryder plays his best friend.
It's a good movie.
Great Lucas. Movie.
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim.
Who directed it, Jackie?
Okay, checking Johnny.
David Seltzer got it.
He wrote it as well.
Mm. Wow.
Okay, so you guys should check that movie out if you haven't seen it. It's an '86 classic. All right, moving on here. Another funny bit that happens during the show is because Donald has become a medical intern and under the tutelage of Dr. Cox, he starts taking over the side turn of the head and the theme starts and he goes, and that's when I realized that maybe Dr. and I come over and I'm like, what are you doing? That's my thing.
Yeah.
But you hear the,
because he's,
you hear
he
the,
says,
dun, 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 yeah. Dun.
Well, JD says to him, JD says, yeah, you don't like, you think it's nothing now that you don't know the answer, but pretty soon you're going to want his like attention or you're going to crave
approval,
right? You're going to crave his approval and you'll be, and then right away Turk goes into looking off and goes, you know, JD, I don't know what JD was talking about, but at the end of the day, and you immediately jump back in. See?
You see? Yeah. And Johnny, Cox is fucking with him the whole time, trying to prove that he doesn't know anything. Now, there's one of the most bizarre subplots, the janitor's subplot, I guess you would call the C story.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if you'd call it the D story. But the
janitor, for no reason.
It's really, really weird. But the janitor decides to grow mutton chops.
Yes.
And it looks really bad. It looks like tiny hamsters died all over your face. And he says, you say that now, but wait for a week from now and it'll look amazing. And
no, two weeks from now. Then it cuts to 2 weeks.
Yeah. And not only, but bizarrely, this is never addressed at first, but Snoop Dogg Resident is there, and he also has now mutton chops.
Mutton chops, yes.
Yes.
Well, he's convinced. He tells you that it's going to catch on, and everybody's going
to
do it.
Oh, that's okay. So that's why. Okay. So the janitor starts a trend, saying, "Oh, you're making fun of me. Watch, this is going to catch on, and everyone's going to grow mutton chops." Well, Snoop Dogg Resident
is the first
to catch on. And he's rocking some serious
he got some mutton chops.
Okay.
And it turns out that the janitors was faking the mutton chops and they weren't real, and he takes them off and that
Wait,
and
you're jumping ahead, but okay, fine.
Yeah, but that's what we're supposed to do, right? I mean,
with Joelle here, everything's falling apart. But
I miss you, Joelle.
Listen, what happens is Elliot pretty much says to Keith, look, this is my house. You just have your room. And Keith, to get back at Elliot, decides to throw a party. That Elliot's not invited to.
In his room.
That
he rents.
And at the party, the janitor is sort of holding court.
With all of the mutton chop followers.
Everyone at the party has mutton chops.
Yes.
It makes no sense at all. It's a mutton chop party.
And that's when he reveals that his chops were fake.
But the janitor then pulls off his mutton chops to reveal that his were fake, and just to prove to everyone that they're just followers and he could make them do anything. But I don't understand the point of any of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is my favorite episode I've ever heard in my life.
You know what I'm really liking? There's a new podcast, guys, audience. It's called Donald and Zach Explain an Episode of Scrubs to Johnny C. McGinley.
It's sublime. It's fantastic.
Well, this one's a hard one to follow if you haven't seen it recently, because I mean, you got Nurse Roberts pooing from the sky on Kelso's car
with burlesque wings
that might have syphilis on them.
That might have contracted. Nurse Roberts might have contracted syphilis from the wings.
From flying to go poo on Kelso's car.
So I was going to say this. Kelso goes on a vacation with his son.
Yes. Kelso comes back from the Bahamas on a trip from his son, and he has had his hair braided. And he complains. He uses a term we don't use anymore, but it turns out that some of Harrison's transgender friends thought it would be funny to braid his hair. And he's also
cornrows.
In cornrows.
In cornrows.
And is that a wig or did they really cornrow Kelso's hair?
It's got to be a wig. I don't know. It's got to be a wig. I don't know if they did
I don't
that
think if, I don't think I don't Ken think
would,
that Ken
I don't think
sit
King
there.
Came in and was like, yeah, all right, just cornrow it out. Iverson. I want the Iverson.
That takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
Anyway, it must have been a wig, but it was a funny wig, whoever did it. And he's also sunburned because he did. Oh, sorry. It was done to him while he was asleep in the sun.
Yes.
So he's sunburned and he has cornrows.
Now, this was something that I learned at the end of the episode that kind of, I didn't think about this before, but this makes it so much, and I get why JD's having such a hard time asking people out and jumping back into the relationship world. It's not necessarily because him and Kim didn't work and he's kind of feels vulnerable and everything like that. But what if it does get to the level where JD has sex again? He could actually pass out from having sex, and that's what he's afraid of. He says it in his speech. Not only can he pass out from pooing, but there's a strong possibility that he could pass out from having sex.
his attempt at hitting on that woman is so funny. I wanted to write it down, but it was too long. But he's like, goes into this long tirade about how he's trying to ask this beautiful woman out. And he goes, look, I live in a tent. I occasionally pass out from pooping. I recently got my ex-girlfriend pregnant and we never even had sex. He lists how shitty his life is. But then he's like, would you be willing to go on a date with me? Yeah. She's like, no.
No.
And he goes, just no? And she's like,
no explanation?
No explanation, just no? And she's like, yeah, no.
No. Yeah, no. Just no.
But
I can't wait to watch this episode.
You're going to love it. And then the show ends with a great song by Travis called Turn, which I've always loved. And the highlight, the win of the episode is that Private Dancer is able to, has been struggling to sign his name, and his counselor, the woman I unsuccessfully hit on, is successful in getting him to write his name again after his brain trauma. And that's kind of the big win that happens in the episode. Johnny, in the previous episode, got a scooter, scootering while under the influence because I was pushing my scooter and I was intoxicated. And so my scooter has had a breathalyzer attached to it. I'm finally allowed to drive it again, but I have to blow into the breathalyzer. Like, I think they have this actually for cars, right? Doesn't this happen to you?
Yes, they definitely do.
Okay, so it's a thing that happens if you get a DUI that they put on cars. I don't think they actually put it on scooters. But anyway, I could be wrong. But anyway, he's about to finally drive off on his scooter again for the first time. And he explains this to the janitor. And the janitor is about to start his shift. And the janitor grabs the tube and blows into it. And then the engine won't start. and the janitor's like, I gotta go. My shift's about to start.
The janitor goes to work drunk. That's when we learned.
Well, we know the janitor's a drinker.
But we didn't know he was always drunk.
All right, that's the episode. It's very funny. Johnny, do you want to stay for the caller? We have a caller that it's, I think, right up your alley. You're going to really enjoy them.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, we'll be right back with the caller you're not going to want to miss. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com. The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And we're back!
And we're back! So, Johnny, just to give you a little background, this couple, they use a pseudonym, Johnny, because this is the third time on the show. It no longer has anything to do with Scrubs. We're just so interested in them. They have an arrangement where she is every so often allowed to bang his best friend.
Whenever she wants to.
Well, I think we'll check with her, but I think it's she goes over to his house and the husband is okay with it. And they bang, and he has yet. We said, "Are you allowed the same luxury?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "Yes, but I haven't found, the woman or one of her friends that I really would like to do it with."
We're hoping right now that he has found someone.
So we always hope. We always check in with them every so often to see if he's had his chance to have his yin yang. I don't know if that's the right way
to have
his yin
yang. Do you know how
this has impacted me?
How? You rock hard right now.
I pulled over.
Johnny can't wait.
I pulled over.
Someone texted me. Joelle texted me. By the way, we got the couple again. Do you think Johnny C will be okay talking to them? I said, are you kidding me? This will make Johnny C's day.
I pulled the truck over on the side of the road.
All right, good. All right, careful. All right, here we go. Bring him in, Daniel.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joel.
ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Michelle!
Michelle! Thunderous applause, everybody. Michelle, welcome back to the program. I want to introduce you to the legendary Johnny C. McGinley, who plays Dr. Cox on the show.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle. I pulled over to be able to meet you and experience you.
Well, I am flattered.
We told Johnny about your situation and how it's unique, and Donald and I find it fascinating. And he was so struck by the scenario that he pulled over his car because he wanted to be able to safely focus on the story. But Michelle, I hope you never. And Michelle is your pseudonym, by the way, just for the audience to know. We hope you never think for in any possible way we are laughing at you or anything. We're just so fascinated by this unique anecdote, and we are big preachers of whatever anyone's sexual identity is or whatever their situation is, and it works for them is magnificent as long as it's consensual and no one's being harmed. So I didn't want you to think that we always have you back on. We're just so curious because as men, we don't even have Joelle today. As men, I think it's safe to say, I can't speak for Johnny yet, but Donald, Daniel, and I would have such a problem with this arrangement. So we're just so fascinated. We're here to check in. How's it going? Is your husband still okay with this all?
Are you guys still married? Has he stepped away from the situation?
Has he had his chance to be with another woman? We want to follow up.
Or another man. Or person.
I'm afraid I'm going to be a very boring podcast guest because
nothing
has changed. We're still married. He's actually picking up our kids from school right now. That's usually my job, but he took over today so I could talk with you guys. He has not done anything. I don't know that he ever will. I don't know that that is something that
Does that frustrate you? Okay, cool.
No, he has his own things that I'm not going to go into. That's his thing if he ever wants to join and talk to you guys. But, you know, this is something that I wanted. It doesn't have to be something that he wants, but it's something that
I see. So what you're saying, and something I think that's new to us, is you're saying without saying anything private about him, that you guys might have an arrangement that says, hey, you like to do X, Y, and Z. In exchange for that, I'm going to be with your friend every so often.
It's not even an exchange thing. His thing started long before mine did, and him coming to me with his and being open about it gave me the space of the room to come to him and say, hey, I'm having these feelings. I'm kind of interested in doing this. I don't think I ever could have done that if he hadn't started and been open with me about things.
So he introduced you to the life then. That's what you're pretty much saying.
Well, no, I think the thing, we don't know what his thing is, and we're respecting his privacy. But I'm saying, I think what's so interesting to us is that to me personally, I'm not speaking for these other gentlemen, is that it's just so fascinating that it's a very good friend of yours. And Johnny, the friend comes over and hangs out with the kids, and they all watch TV together. It's just, I just feel so, I don't know, unbelievable.
Okay, so here's the question. Has it turned into anything else between you and the friend? Like, before it was you and your husband are very secure with your relationship. Is it still the same type of thing? No feelings? Like look, if I have sex with someone enough, I might eventually be like, oh man, I have emotional feelings, emotional attachment also.
Yeah. Are you worried about catching Are you worried about catching feelings with the friend?
So I always view love as a spectrum. Like I love my husband. That's all the way over here. I do love this friend, but it's not a love that I'm going to run away from my husband and my family and go and live with him. I love him. I care for him in a way. It's different than my husband, but there are feelings there, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And do you ever, is it a set schedule are you allowed to, what if you're like, is it like, hey, every other Thursday, I'm making this up, I go, or are you allowed to go whenever you want?
It's been a schedule. So every other, it's Wednesday, but every other Wednesday I'll, you know, we just plan, you know, I have dinner done and I go over there a little bit later after dinner. My husband, you know, puts the kids to bed, does whatever he wants. And it's just kind of part of our routine. And sometimes it has to change because of scheduling things. And I am more than happy to change if like my husband has plans or wants to do something, but we just kind of usually keep it on the same day every couple weeks.
And do you stay over there or do you come back home?
Yeah, I come back home. I stay relatively late. We usually watch a couple of movies and just like talk for a while. So yeah, but I'm always in bed at my home.
Are you open to vacation?
Yeah. What if the friend is like, hey, I have another question. The friend obviously is sexually attracted to you. It goes without saying. What if he must have feelings for you. What about his dating life? Do you ever think that this relationship with you might be keeping him from branching out and finding someone else? Because he only gets you, you know, two mm-hmm. Wednesdays a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is something that I ask him frequently. He's tried the dating apps. I've asked him like, he just does not care for that type of interaction. Yeah. I mean, I've told him many times, if this is holding you back in any way, then, you know, just say the word and we'll cut back in whatever way, you know, he's still going to be our friend. So there will be no hard feelings. I probably am annoying about asking him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Johnny, do you have any questions for Michelle?
Well, I the only thing I can own is a fatal flaw of mine. I have horrible jealousy issues.
Yeah.
And so that's why this is, or I did, I kind of managed all that, but I mean, I had horrible, horrible jealousy issues, which is all inadequacy and insecurity, and I've worked through it. But this is so alien to me just because I feel so, I've dealt with so much jealousy, which is all self-generated, and I know the whole catalog. But
well, Johnny, you're talking about, it's safe to say you're talking about feeling jealous in a situation that isn't, this is like double black diamond, marriage, dating.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about green circle shit.
I find this just completely and utterly fascinating.
Yeah. Me and Donald amazing. Do too, because we would be jealous too. That's why we always found it interesting. Mm-hmm. I get jealous when I see Donald hanging out with, other men. Sometimes,
yeah, you know, but I don't flaunt it in your face, man.
Sometimes you'll post something with Seth Green. I don't like that.
Zach, would you like me to talk about the people that you have been flaunting your little freaking?
I only sent you one picture of Morgan Freeman. I could have sent you many of Morgan and I.
Morgan Freeman, Jay-Z.
not Jay-Z. That Jay-Z picture's old.
Doesn't matter. Whatchamacallit? What's his name? Matter. Fucking, the little redhead dude. What's his name? Ed Sheeran.
The little redhead dude.
But we all share the fatal flaw of jealousy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I give all the props in the world to my husband because it's not that.
Do you think you'd be able to, I'm sorry to cut you off, but do you think you'd be able to hold your jealousy in that situation? Like, it's easy to say, but do you honestly feel like?
Yeah, I know it is easy to say, and people can judge all they want and say, well, I think it'd be different if he did. I've thought through it a ton, and yeah, I would probably ask more questions.
Mm. You're so mature. I just think I could not handle it. I just think it's so, what I think is so cool is that you two found something that works. It clearly isn't hurting your relationship at all. Things seem to be great. He seems content. You seem doubly content. It works, which is so inspiring. I mean, there's so many incarnations of what a relationship could be, of course, if people could handle it. I just, couldn't, I couldn't,
I, you know, I wonder, you know, And I'm sure there are people out there that are like that, but part of it has, and I'm not speaking for your husband and I'm not speaking for you, but some, I'm sure there are people out there that listen to this podcast and get turned on by this and find this, you know, find this in some way, something that maybe they want to do in their relationship. Are there any type of, what's the best advice to get into?
Well, that's a good hosting, Donald. If there's someone listening who finds the Michelle scenario that she has with her husband fascinating, Michelle, do you have any advice on how to broach it with your partner? Because I'm sure there's people listening who are like, go on, preach, I'm intrigued.
So, I mean, every relationship is different. Communication is the key. Like, we talked about it a ton before anything happened. He did need reassurances, which I understand that, like, this wasn't going to evolve into something that is going to leave him high and dry. We still talk about it, not like every week or anything, but just a month and a half or so ago, we sat down and he's like, I'm kind of in my head about it. And so we talked through it. And every time we have one of those talks, like, our connection gets deeper. Like, we have conversations that I can guarantee you a lot of relationships don't have because of this situation.
Yeah. Well, you clearly have amazing communication, and that's the key to any sort of relationship. The successful ones seem to be all about open communication.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the bootmaking capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Well, I want to thank you for coming back on. Do you have any
questions for us or anything like that?
No, she's probably over us. She's like, stop fucking calling me.
She's like, right. We're the boyfriend that's always like, hey, big head, what you doing?
You up?
Always happy to chat with you guys. Since John C. McGinley is on here, I had a question for him.
Yeah, go for it.
You frequently called JD a girl's name in the show. I need a girl's name to call my husband when I need to just knock him down a peg. No.
Holy shit. It just got interesting, people.
I suggest I'm feeling a strong Susan vibe.
Susan's always good. Susan's always good. Someone should do a bar graph of all the different names and how many I was called and how many times each one was used.
I feel like Gloria is used a lot.
Gloria,
Susan, not a lot of Karen.
Well, now Karen's taking on a whole other thing. So
I'm worried about Gloria having a pregnancy so old.
Magic seed. The magic seed will eclipse it all.
Do you know? Oh my gosh. All right.
Gotta be a tall baby.
Anyway, Michelle, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you, and we promise we'll stop bothering you. We're just a bunch of curious men who find this story unique, and thank you for entertaining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, bye.
Thank you for being here. Bye-bye. Take care.
Wow. Yo, dude.
I she seems to always be down to chat about it. I just find it so unique. Like the fact that it's his best friend is, I think, maybe what makes it extra bizarre.
I know, but she's so grounded and real, there's no affectation of any kind. She said every time they communicate, their relationship gets deeper. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's just so unique to me because I know about open relationships. I'm not an idiot, but the fact that this is his best friend, he comes over for movie night and they all watch movies with the kids. Like that's just one step where I my brain can handle that certain couples have open relationships. The idea that it's his best friend, my brain can't handle.
Yeah, it would suck. I mean, I'm not going to say it. I take that back. It would be really different. If you came over and hung out with me, Casey, and the kids, and then on Wednesday, Casey was like, I'm going to pack up. I'm like, where are you going? And she's like, I'm going to head over to Zach's. It's Wednesday.
You know I fuck Zach on Wednesday.
You know we fuck on Wednesday.
You have to put the kids down, Susan.
And then calls me Susan. And then calls me Susan.
Anyway, that's our show. Johnny, we love you.
I'm so glad I pulled over.
We know what the new podcast is. We explain episodes to Johnny.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
You guys crushed that.
We explain TV episodes to John C. McGinley.
Zach Braff and Donald Faison explain old episodes of Scrubs Johnny hasn't seen to Johnny while he drives. Johnny, we love you. It was great to watch it. The audience didn't get the pleasure of watching Johnny's face during all of that. It was wonderful to see as he took it all in.
I loved listening to you guys story tell me while I was driving, but I damn sure I had to pull over for Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did, too.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Because you're going to think about this for a while, too. Dude, I thought about this for so long. I was like, whoa. Yeah. How? Like, just...
Why? Why does that resonate for us so... I mean,
it's clear.
Best friend part, dude. It's the best friend part.
It's not the open relationship
no,
part.
No, it's plenty of people have that. It's the best friend hanging out with them part.
I think you're right.
That's where it gets like, oh, shit. This dude even comes over and hangs out with the both of them.
Although she implied this time for the first time, without going into any detail, that he has his own thing that she's okay with. We have no idea, of course, what that is. So I think there may be more mutualness to this than we know.
Right. Mm. Imagine if it's like, well, he plays D&D on Wednesdays. So.
he beats off to Daniel's Twitch.
On Wednesdays.
Yeah, but when you just personalized it and made it you, Donald, and Zach, I couldn't even handle that. I can't handle it. I don't have the tools.
I'm dying to know what his thing is. It's definitely watching Daniel's Twitch.
You think that's
she's like
it is?
She's like, if you're gonna watch that fucking shit, I get to get fucking drunk. He's like, but I love Daniel's Twitch, and she's like, well, I love fucking Dave.
Oh boy.
All right, that's our show. We love you guys very much. Johnny, I love you.
I love you, Johnny.
You, I love you, D.
It's good to see you, brother.
Count us out, Donald.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of doctors and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Hey, guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.